What providential readings we have for this morning. It seems to me that it's important and obviously necessary to acknowledge that something happened yesterday in our capital that I really can't say I could even imagine being possible in our country. First, I think it's important for us to pray for the dead and for those who were injured. But St. John gives us the solution to this problem for all human beings, really. Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. I said that really the fundamental reason that God communicates himself to us is so that we would know powerfully and profoundly in the depths of our heart that we are loved by God. And at moments like this, it's kind of hard to know what else to say. The gospel reminds us that if our love of God is to be authentic, it matters how we live. I would hope that yesterday would serve as a clarion call for each one of us to listen with the purpose of understanding. To recognize, as I sometimes say to students when I think they need to hear it, you know, the earth revolves around the sun, it doesn't revolve around you. We can't be like petulant little children when we don't get our own way. The gospel tells us the priorities of our actions. Bringing glad tidings to the poor. Proclaiming liberty to those who are captive in any way. Most of all, those of us who are captive by our own sin. Recovery of sight to the blind. And letting the oppressed go free. Today, obviously, the only thing, the most important thing, is that we pray. Most especially these days for our nation. This experiment of democracy is indeed fragile. We need to protect it. Moreover, we need to recognize that Jesus told us that those who live by the sword die by the sword. That fundamentally we have believed that the great American experiment was one where people could share their differences, not with violence, but with reason and persuasion. And so today, let us pray for our nation. Let us ask God to bless America. And let us ask God, most of all, to make peace reign in the hearts of all.